update on Nora's sister. The report was that she broke her neck, so she's in a neck brace, and she's going to have to wear it for how long? 12 weeks. So her name's Marge, and so she's going to be, looks like she's going to be okay, but that's the update on Nora's sister.
Amen. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. With all the change going around in the world and in our lives, and we can't really count on much here, but we can always count on God and his unchanging grace and love and peace. What he is will never change. He's the Alpha and Omega, the great I Am, the Prince of Life and the Prince of Peace. Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star, the great Creator and Lord of everything. What he is will never change. What he is will never change. He is truth, and truth remains. What he is will never change. He is closer than a brother, kind and true, a friend who's there when other friends are gone. Provider for his children, defender of his own, a mighty tower and fortress, great and strong. What he is will never change. What he is will never change. He is truth, and truth remains. What he is will never change. He is truth, and truth remains. What he is, who he is, what he is, will never change.
First Peter chapter 5,
actually going to read just one verse from 1 Peter chapter 5 and go off of that. And that'll be verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7, the Bible says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you so much, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and forgiveness. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to stand behind this pulpit and preach your word, Lord. I thank you for the message that you've given me. And I just pray, Lord Jesus, that I say what needs to be said to your dear people that have made it out tonight, Lord. I pray you give them a special blessing for being faithful, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I just pray that, again, that you bless and that your name is glorified. And I thank you so much for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen. Amen. I like chicken. And I just want to throw that out there anyway. I like chicken. And what I like about chicken mostly is the chicken legs. And used to eat only chicken legs when I was a kid. And what it was is I would never get all the meat off the chicken leg. And my dad would be so upset. And he would say, look at this. And he would take a chicken leg and he'd show me all the meat. Of course, he'd eat it. He wouldn't give it to me to eat. He'd say, look at all this that you left. And I think that's a little segue into why I like taking a verse out of the Bible and dissecting a verse. Because God's word is so awesome. Now, I will dissect this verse tonight, but Brother Mark or Pastor can come up here and preach the same verse and might get something completely different out of this verse than I've got. But I enjoy doing that, and God's word is so awesome that I can just take a verse and kind of peel into it and not leave the scraps and dissect it the way it should be. And so that's what I'm going to do tonight. God gave me this message. Actually, I asked God what he'd have me do to preach, and I actually thought I had something along this lines of an old message, and I went to go find it, couldn't find it, and that was today after church. So I had to write some stuff down. But tonight, with God's help, and the leading of the Holy Spirit, I want to take three aspects from this verse. Verse number 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And kind of break something down. Because as such a small verse, there is a lot for a Christian in this verse. And let's do that. First of all, point number 1 is I want to look at the word in this verse, care. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Your care. The word here is dealing with maybe something that you are facing in your life, an issue that is you are dealing with, something that you necessarily can't push aside or ignore. It's become bothersome to you. It's a concern. It's a deep concern for you. Maybe this care is a hardship, a trial, a test, a storm, something. One could say that this word refers to the cares of this life. Because we know that when we reach heaven, that life, we won't have a care in the world. Amen. And Pastor's going through Revelation, and I was thinking about that, and I was going to preach on something along the lines of come, Lord Jesus, come, to where when we get to heaven, we don't have to worry about any cares of this life. And I got a little story at the end. I'll tell you about why I was wanting to head that way. But yeah, we all experience these cares, these things that happen in our life that cause distress, cause hardship, something like that. We all face it. Everybody faces some kind of, some of us face certain things that are the same. Some of us can say, well, I've done that, I faced that. Some of us have faced something different. You know, you hear people say all the time, nobody knows what I'm going through. Believe me, somebody in the world knows what you're going through. We all experience this, and some, maybe today, have a care that is weighing heavy on them. I never want to pry into people's lives and get personal. I'm a very personal person too. I mean, you could probably look at me, you don't know what's going on in my life. I don't usually try to pry in other people's lives, but maybe some of you are sitting here and you're dealing with something. You're facing a care, a concern, a distress that has become bothersome to you. Difficult, I would say. And let's face it, life itself can be sometimes difficult. Even as a child of God, life can be difficult. And God promised that we are going to face some difficult times. John 16:33, the Bible says, In the world ye shall have tribulation. You're going to have hard times. You're going to face the cares of this life. Matthew 5:45, the Bible says, he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Just because you're saved, just because you're a child of God, doesn't mean you're absolved from feeling any kind of hardship in this life. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Some of us go, well, why am I... Some of us, you know, we face these hardships and these difficulties in our lives, and what's the first thing we ask? Why is it happening to me? Why is it happening to me? Philippians 1:29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. It's promised by God that things sometimes are going to be difficult. It's also not only promised, but you know what? The Bible says, casting all your care, it's personal. I know sometimes when you go through certain things in your life, they seem big to you. They might not seem big to other people, but they seem big to you. Why? Because it's happening to you. So it's your care. It's your concern. It's the hardship that you're going through. You might tell somebody that care and they go, oh, well, that is nothing. Or they might say, well, I'm going through this. What you might say, you know, because it's like I could say I remember one time, not to put Pastor on the spot here, but I remember one time I had back pain. And I'm walking like this. And I could tell Pastor, hey, Pastor, I'm having back pain. I'm in pain. The pastor might go, well, whatever. I got pain every day. Who are you talking to? But I would say, well, you have it every day, so this is all new to me. I'm not used to this. Maybe if I have it as long as you do, I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to go, but this is all new to me. This is my care. This is personal. Now, I put this down here. Now, personal can also, you know, mean that the care, the hardship, concern that we are facing is brought upon us by us as well. Some of the things in life that we face, if you add them up or look at them more deeply, some things you have no control of, but some of the things that we face in our life is brought upon us by us, our own choices that we make. Well, I'm in debt. Well, how'd you get in debt? Because of what? Because I bought a brand new car. I'm not even thinking about it, or, you know, whatever. Some of the things, some of the hardships, some of the cares that we have in this world is personal because it's brought upon us by us. I have to say that. But let me say also, the cares of this world is not only promised and personal, but sometimes they can be so painful. Speaking of, you know, back problems and things like that, you know, some of us go through physical pain, physical concerns. That's hard to ignore. It's painful. It's hard to block out of your mind. It's hard to sometimes not think about it. They affect us physically. Sometimes things affect us spiritually. Sometimes things affect us mentally. Maybe you're one of the lucky few. You got the hat trick. You got them all. You're affected physically, spiritually, and mentally. And you're like, oh my goodness, what am I experiencing today? Some of it is painful, hard to ignore. Some of these cares of this life seem unbearable. Do you have a care today? Are you trying to understand why you have it in the first place? Is it bothersome to think about and to deal with? Well, first thing I wanted to analyze in this verse is the care. Second of all, though, is Christ. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You may have cares in this life, and you may have problems in this life, but what a blessing it is to know that you have Jesus Christ by your side. That you have Jesus to help you. And the Bible says, cast your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. He cares for you. I read the verse, John 16:33. This is the whole verse. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If you are a child of God, it doesn't excuse you from any difficulties or hardships or the storms of life, but it's a blessing to know that you have Jesus Christ with you to help you through it. C.S. Lewis said, life with God is not immunity from difficulties, but peace in difficulties. We can have that peace, we can have that strength, knowing that God is there to help us along the way. Our concerns are his concern. And the fact that he doesn't want you to be down, he doesn't want you to be defeated, he doesn't want you to be depressed and down and out. He wants you to have victory, he wants you to have joy, he wants you to have peace. So he will do in what he can do in his power to help you along that way. He wants you to have victory. And let me say this. The Bible says we have not a priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Meaning that I might say to you, you don't understand what I am going through. And you might not. When they used to come up to the priest and they would tell him all their problems, sometimes the priest could relate, sometimes he couldn't. That's why the Bible says we have a high priest which understands everything that we're going through. There's not a thing that you go through that you go to God and you say, God, man, I'm going through this. First of all, God allowed it to happen. But God is not going to be up there like, what? You're going through what? Let me check my psychology book. What am I supposed to tell you? Doesn't charge by the hour anyway. Amen. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. What we have to do is run to Christ. We have to say, God, man, here's our cares, but God, you know, I know that you're here. I know that you love me. I know that you care for me, and that you understand exactly what I'm going through. Even if, and God is so good, even if, again, the personal thing that we are going through is caused by us. Even if. Sometimes my kids make mistakes. A lot of times my kids make mistakes. Rephrase that. And you know what I want to say? Oh, you made your bed. It's your fault. What do you want me to do? You did this. That is your problem, not mine. You ever heard that one? God goes, hey, I will help you with your problem. Even if you're the one who caused it. Because why? Because he loves you and he loves me. He cares for you. The Bible says this, Proverbs 18:24. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The song that Sister Catherine sung about a friend. Jesus is that friend. First of all, he's that friend that listens. That listens. He's not going to be that friend that when you go over and you want to tell all your problems to and you're just like, oh. Just unload on me, I guess. You know, you can vent to God. It's okay. You can tell God. You can. You know what? I was listening to Lee Strobel. He's the guy who did The Case for Christ. I read the book. I actually didn't see the movie when we had the movie night. But I read the book, and he was talking to this theologian, professor, I don't know what he was, but he had all these accolades and all these plaques and all this stuff, and he was trying to talk to him, and he said, hey, what do you do when you're getting frustrated and you get frustrated and you talk to God, and in your frustration, what do you think? And he said he was expecting some big theologian answer from this guy, but he says, you know what, God is a big boy. He can take it. Just let it out. You know, they say venting actually is, you know, I don't have my psychology book with me, but venting is good. Just to let it out. And sometimes just to let it out so you can hear it and go, wow, I said that. Okay. That's sounding weird now. It's good to vent. And God can take it. He listens. You say, nobody listens to me. God is there ready to listen to you. Big on prayer. God wants to fellowship. He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from his children. We're calling everybody else, calling it, you know, trying to figure out this. What am I going to do? How am I going to solve this? We're telling this person, telling them, and some of us don't even run to God. I would run to God first. Because I know, first of all, God is going to be ready to hear what I got to say. And you know what? He cares about what I'm saying. Proverbs 15:29, he heareth the prayer of the righteous. We know this verse, Jeremiah 29:12-13. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search me with all your heart. Call upon the Lord. He's there to hear from you. He listens. He's not only listens, but he's also loyal. He's loyal, meaning he's not running away from your troubles. He's not doing like what I said. That's your problem, not mine. No, he's there for you by your side. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. How many friends do you got? How many actual friends in life do you have? The Bible says a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Won't run away. Won't leave you hanging. Won't say, oh, that's your mess. But is there by your side. He's loyal to us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Psalm 34:18-19, the Bible says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And he says this, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You're going to have problems. You're going to have issues. But the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Do we believe that God is powerful? Do we believe that God, you know, like I said, I watch all these things and I read these books about these atheists and things like that, and how that there's so much evidence. And somebody just said recently that people are starting now to grow with the concept that there must be a higher power, because there's so many facts, so much evidence in the world of mathematics, in the world of space and things like that, that you cannot get to where we are without something, without a God so powerful enough to do it. God is so powerful enough to form the universe and the Milky Way and the galaxies and all that. He can pay your bills. He can save and change people in your family. He can change your husband. He can change your wife, your children. He's all powerful. He's all knowing, because so he knows what you're going through. He knows what you're going to ask before you even ask it. He knows your needs before you even say, I need this. He's there listening, and he's loyal. He's loyal to you. And I say this a lot of times when I preach, but Jesus is your personal Savior. He's the Savior of the world, but you know what? Also, he's your personal Savior, meaning that if you were the only one on earth, he would die just for you. That's how much he cares for you. He's loyal, he listens, and he lifts up. 2 Corinthians 1:3, the Bible says he's the God of all comfort. He's there to comfort you. He's there to comfort me when I have these cares. How much love God had to bankrupt heaven, to come down from heaven, to live and not live wealthy. And sometimes the Bible says he had a rock for a pillow. And for the beating and scourging that he went through in the flesh and it ripped off his body, and to go through, not to go through all the detail of what Jesus went through, just to die for you and me, to be raised again by his own power so that he can go to heaven and make intercession, and so that me and you can live together forever with him in heaven. What love God has for you and me. Your problems, your cares, things you're facing now, he cares and wants to help. Don't say to yourself, who am I? Honestly, I say that a lot. I say, who am I? When I'm coming and I'm in my prayer closet, and I go, God, who am I to say, you know, whatever? You know what God tells me? You're my child. That's who you are. Here I am going, who am I? I'm not. Why, God, would you be concerned about what I'm? God goes, you're not nothing. You are my child. You're my concern. He lifts up. Bible says, Psalm 145:14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Jesus said this. He said, John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We see the care in this verse. We see Christ in this verse. But then we see that first word of this verse, the casting. The casting. So we have the cares of this life to deal with. We have hardships. We have problems. Some of us might be on the mountaintop right now, and some of us might be in the valley. I'm speaking of the cares of this life and storms and trials and all that stuff. And you could say in your heart, Brother Kevin, that is me right now. Some of you might be saying, well, I'm doing just fine. Thank God. Some of us might be going through some problems. They are there. They're going to happen. But Jesus is there to help us. But here's what we have to do. We have to cast our cares upon him. That word care means to place upon. Like as if you're taking your problem and figuratively placing them upon Jesus, saying, here, this is yours. And you know what? That's what Jesus wants. He sees us stressed out. He sees us going through all these worry and fretting and just wondering. And there's a verse in the Bible that says that God pondereth all our ways. Proverbs. God looks down and says, man, I share that with me. Give it to me. I'll take it. And I'll help you with it. You want peace, you want joy. Well, what you're going to have to do is take that care and give it to me, cast it to me. Place it upon me and I will help you. Hey, God doesn't want us to worry and consume ourselves with the cares of this life. But cast it upon him, you know why? Because he's powerful enough to deal with it. He'd take care of it. When it comes to casting, first of all, what I've been saying, we need compliance. James 4:10, the Bible says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves. He needs compliance. He needs you to come to him and say, God, I can't deal with this. I've been worrying, maybe. I've been stressed out. The Bible says this, Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. It means don't worry. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. Prayer, coming to God, asking God for deliverance. Supplication, strong cry out to God. With thanksgiving. Thanking God for being there to run to. It used to be you had to go to the priest, and the priest would talk to you for God. Now the Bible says we can come boldly under the throne of grace to find help in time of need. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Humble yourself and come to God. And the Bible says he'll lift you up. The verse before this says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. First of all, when you have that care, when you have that issue, God wants us to give it to him. He needs compliance. You know, that's one thing. We have to understand it's better in God's hands. And let me say this, especially if you can't do anything about it. Especially. There are some things in life that you cannot do anything. You just have to give it to God. You can't change. You can't work extra. You can't. All you can do is give it to God because you can't change anything. Only he can. Especially if you're praying for somebody. Somebody in the hospital like we're praying for. Brother Mark's in-laws. I can't go over there and push the doctor aside and say, hey, I think she needs 4 cc's of blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't have a doctor degree. What I can do is say, God, heal her body. I'm giving this care to you. It's in your hands. I can't do anything. I can't do anything about it. Only you can. He needs compliance. Second of all, when it comes to casting, it takes diligence. Not only compliance, but diligence. Philippians 4:8, the Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know what? When you give it to God, he doesn't want you to take it back. There's no take backs. When you say, okay, God, this is my problem. I'm casting it to you. I know you care about me. I know you see and understand what I'm going through. I need peace and joy. I need you to take care of it. Here you go. And then you got to say, it's in God's hands. And then what's going to happen? Your human nature, your mentality, or whatever you want to call it, is going to think about it and say, oh, you know, especially if he doesn't do it right away. Well, it's tomorrow, God, and you still, you know, what is up with you? And you question God, and you say, God, you're all powerful, but I don't see this being done. No, you know what it does? It takes diligence to be able to say, no, it's yours. And then when you start worrying about it, and when you start thinking about it again, go, no, I can't do that, because I'm going to stress myself out. And, you know, also, just as a little side note, physically, stress can lead to so much health problems. And this would go along with the personal things, even the personal things that we do to ourselves. Sometimes we stress so much. You know, you can get an ulcer. You can get blockage. Your heart, like heart and all. I mean, it just does. You can get headaches. I mean, you can just get so much stuff from stress and dwelling on things and thinking about things and not giving them up. No, you have to be diligent in saying, no, I gave that to God. It's God's problem. God said he loves me and he cares about me. He's the deliverer. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He will give me joy and peace. It's his. It's not mine. Think on those things. Think whatsoever things are true, honest, pure, just, lovely. All those things. Just fill your head with that. No, God is good. God is good. God is all powerful. I pray for my children. And, you know, it'd be something. It'd be like a crazy coincidence. I go, Lord, please help my kids, get closer to you. And then them go out and do something wicked that day. And I'm like, what did I just pray? What? How is that? It'd been better if I didn't say anything at all. And I said it in my head. So it ain't like I just voiced it out for the devil to hear and go, oh, you bet. All right, got you. No. And then you go, God, what is up with that? No, what I gotta do is I gotta say, no. God, crazy coincidence that happened. But God, I prayed. And you have the power to do anything, because you are all powerful. And you know my concern for my child. Help. And it's in God's hands. God will deal with it. Let me give you something else. It not only takes compliance and diligence, but here's one. It takes acceptance. Acceptance. When you give it to God, when you cast your care to God and you say, God, this is yours, God's ways are not our ways. God knows what's best. God will do what he feels best in his time as well. Like I said, oh, you're supposed to do it real quick, God. No, God knows what's best. God knows when to do it. God knows what to do. And I will say this, sometimes when you're praying, if you're praying and you're in fellowship with God, and you're allowing the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is there teaching you and guiding you in your prayer life what to pray. Sometimes, and I can testify this, my granddaughter, Ava, had a rare thing. And I prayed for my granddaughter to be healed. And I believed. And I said, God, heal my grandmother. She had this rare condition. And they don't give them very long to live. And I kept telling God, God, this is my care. This is my concern. Heal my granddaughter. Show my children your power. And I kept saying it, like also trying to sell it to God. God, I tell you what, it's going to be awesome when you do it. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be fantastic. How many people, God, are going to glorify your name once they see this baby healed? like I'm selling it to him. And as I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying, God changed my prayer. To where there is my granddaughter suffering. And I say, in prayer, I say, God, have your will. Because if you take her home, she'll be with you. He sometimes change your prayer, and you just have to accept that God is in control. That God knows. God knows the future. God knows what's best. And you have to accept it. You say, God, here's my care. Here's my concern. If it's a physical, something you're dealing with physically, and you say, God, I have this problem. The Apostle Paul said, I have this thorn in my flesh. He said, I prayed to the Lord. He said, for the thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And the Apostle Paul changed. And he said, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. But right then, Paul was praying to God, and he said, God, here's my care. I got this thorn in my flesh. We don't know what it is. Some speculate on certain things. But he said, I got this problem. I got this concern. And God told him, you're going to have to deal with it. So God changed his prayer, and he said, all right, I'll deal with it. I'll accept it. And I'm just going to work through it. Pastor's got back pain. Going to have to work through it, deal with it. If God says, hey, my grace is sufficient for you to be able to go through with it. I'll tell you, pastor calls me up, says he mowed the church, texts me, and says, well, first of all, you asked if I want to preach Sunday night. And I go, yeah, no problem. You know, that's what I usually say, no problem. And I said, well, I thought you were going to use me next week because usually Mark's not here. And then he has to do all the song leading us. But I said, I'll do that then too. I think this was Thursday. Friday, something happens in my family, me and my wife. Something happens that, you know, I was happy, wondering what I'm going to preach on, then all of a sudden, dun-dun, something happens. And I go, what, where did this, and I start to ask God, what is this about? Why did this happen? And I have to go to work, and then, you know, I have this, man, this really, you really threw a curveball at me, God. This is not good. This is not cool. And now I have to preach. So now what am I going to preach on? Why? And I'm saying to myself, why did I say yes? Why did I say yes? Why do I have to always be like, oh, that's fine, whatever. Why don't I just go, well, you know, let me get back to you, you know. Let me see how things are. And then, you know, because I might not have a good attitude. And then I thought, okay, yeah, I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach, come, Lord Jesus, come. That's what I'm going to preach. Because I want Jesus to come and take me out of all this pain, take me out of this mess that I'm in. And I'm serious. I was just... Then I thought of this verse. casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I prayed, and I got in my prayer closet, and so I'm in my prayer closet, and I'm praying to God, and I'm telling God, like, Lord, you can do whatever. You are all powerful. I don't want to think about this. And I say, God, if you don't fix this, though, I'm serious. I'm going to be really bummed. I am going to be bummed out. And I said, God, I know if you allow this thing to take place, it'll be because you wanted it to happen. And I have nothing I can do about it. All I can say is, it is what it is. Your will be done. And I said, but God, I will be bummed. And I will probably pout every once in a while, and I'll have to get myself back up and say, oh, be positive. And I said, God, and I'm praying to him. And again, I'm just being honest with God, because God knows us anyway. Might as well be honest. And I said, God, you know I'm going to be. You know I am not going to be some happy. And I'm going to have to preach. And I thought about calling you. I thought about saying, hey, I'm not feeling it, and I don't want to do that to the people. But I don't want to be a quitter. Even when things are tough, I don't want to quit. I don't want to. If I say I'm going to do something, I want to do it. And I said, God, you're going to have to help me through it. And again, God, it is what it is. I'm going to have to accept it. If you're not going to deliver me from this, then it is what it is. I know some of you guys are like, what is it? You know, I will tell you for a certain price. If you want the dirt. Let me just say, God did come through. God did deliver my family out of it. And it's funny because he not only delivered my family from it, but he blessed even more. And when I think about it in the past, where I started from, how God worked it all out, it's amazing. It's awesome. But you know what I had to do, and this is what I was saying for this last point, is that I had already made it. I had already accepted the outcome. When I gave my care to God, I accepted whatever was going to happen. I said, God, this is it. This is my concern. It's in your hands. And whether I'm going to be bummed or not, it's what you want. It's your will. And that is how I could say that I didn't call him. And I say, well, I'll preach anyway, because that's what I'm going to preach about. And I was going to preach this. Because I'm going to say, I was either going to come up here and say, hey, God came through, though. Start high-fiving. Or I was going to say, God didn't come through. But you know what? I may not understand it now, but I'll understand it later. And even if I don't understand it later in this life, when I get to heaven, first of all, I won't care about it anymore. But I'll certainly understand things better. So I'll say this in closing. Whatever church you're going through, if you're on the mountaintop, you will sometime, someday, have a problem, have an issue, have a difficulty in life, because that's what God promised. Even though we're saved, it rains on the just and on the unjust the same. But my thing is give yet care to God. Whatever it may be, spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever it is, learn and try your best to give it over to God and put it in God's hands, because in God's hands, it works out so much better. And He loves you, and He cares about you, and He wants to see you through it. He will deliver. And I believe this, that whether God delivers me, God never fails me. Never fails me. His thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are not my ways. And whether I think He failed me, He didn't fail me. There's always a purpose and a reason. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank You so much, Lord Jesus, for this time. I thank You so much, Lord, that not only for my church family and that I get to have a good time with them, Lord God, even preaching Your word, but also, Lord God, that I can be honest and share my heart with them, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that it's to their benefit, Lord, and I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that I know that this message is from You, Lord, because I was going through something. But maybe there's somebody here tonight, Lord, or maybe there's somebody here that's, or not here, that's going to listen to this in the future, Lord God, or maybe listening on the internet. Somebody, Lord God, maybe is having a hard time having a care, Lord God, a thing that they're worried about that's bothersome in their life, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that they would cast it upon You, that they would place it upon You, Lord, and that they would give it into Your hands and learn to trust You and, Lord, accept Your will. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that You bless us each individually, Lord God, personally, as You're our personal Savior, Lord God. I pray that You bless us each individually and bless us also collectively as a church, Lord, that we become better. Bless this invitation time, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Mark?
496.
496. Let's all stand if you can.